Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Now I think it's airs on Wednesday.
The 13th of March.
Uh-oh, yeah. 13th, here we go, and mid-March. And we're having a good time, you know, talking about hearing God's voice and the beauty of it. We've gone through the last several days talking about the obstacles that get in the way and basically cut the signal off. And remember, this is important, when we hear God's voice, it's always by invitation, not by force. So that he's always saying, I invite you to receive the beauty of my guiding, leading you, and I will be speaking, and my job, God speaking, is to get you to understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is have a heart to go.
Right.
And I'll do the work, and I'll teach you this, and it'll be unique to you. Mm-hmm. So that, like Linda, if we talked about how do you hear, how do I hear, she hears in a different way. She oftentimes gets pictures, she gets visions, she gets certain things that happen. She does hear God speak, but the way that he speaks to her is different than the way he speaks
right.
to me. With me. And I think it's driven somewhat by, you know, personality and what works basically with us mm-hmm. is that, you know, for me, it's very direct because mm-hmm. I'm a pretty direct person. it's very direct. It's kind of, you know, challenging. It can be challenging, which I don't mind. And he does it in ways that for me. Is funny. Mm-hmm. He's funny with me. He's challenging to me. He kind of is what I call oblique, where you know, we can be talking about certain things, and I'm thinking certain ways, and he could say, so you're saying this and this, mm-hmm. you know, and he's repeating what I'm saying, and then he can say, does that really make sense to you? are you listening to what you're saying? You know, so mm-hmm. there's just funny stuff that happens, you know, with me and with Linda. It's in a more, I'd say, gentle way, and he doesn't speak as direct as he would to me, but he speaks in a different way. So the way he does it is so wonderful that it's unique to everybody.
Right. I always say he speaks the way you listen.
Yeah, yeah. You know? And when you say that, what does that mean? Speaks the way you listen.
Just really how personal it is. You know, knowing he has created your personality type, even knows what will get your attention, the things that you will key into. I know you've talked before about how Linda, he'll put literally physical objects in her path sometimes as a way of speaking to her. You know, it is not uncommon for him to give me dreams because I'll sit with a journal and ask him a question with a pen and I'll just write out what I feel him saying. It's not uncommon for me to have a download that I've got in quotation marks in my journal just because that's the way I process and listen. Numbers, even, you know, funny little story. We were looking for a lake house for the summer for 4th of July and trying to determine where to go and seeking God and asking him. And of course, there's all these different choices and, you know, getting a little discouraged because 4th of July is hard to find the right thing for the dates that we needed up here. And so we were, you know, searching all these places. And then I kind of got distracted and started looking at, oh, maybe we just go down to like Newport or we go down to Mystic, Connecticut, or, you know, I'm opening up whatever. And literally asked God, I was like, what do you have in mind? And he's like, lake life. It's simple. Get, you know, basically get back to the lake. And I'm like, oh, okay. So, and he had brought this house to mind. And it's not somewhere, it's not up on Winnipesaukee. It's on a smaller lake, Daniels Lake, actually, in New Hampshire. And he had brought it to my attention and it has all these great reviews. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. You know, that's not the region that I thought we'd be going to, whatever. And so we're praying about it, asking him. And he continues to give these confirmations, you know, one through the kids really being excited about the potential of that house. And then just Dan and I both beginning to get a piece about it. It fit the budget right, blah, blah. And so I'm still praying about it. I'm like, I want to make sure I'm getting the one you want. And then, so this is, again, how God will do things. Sometimes specifically almost like bopping you over the head. He loves to give me numbers. For whatever reason, he knows I'll pay attention to numbers. When I see, you know, three numbers in a row, that sort of thing, he'll use them to highlight scriptures. I'll see numbers on a billboard. And then he'll say, you see that? It says 212. I want you to go look at Hebrews 212. Mm. And sure enough, he will have been giving me some kind of something. So he'll use numbers for me. The house number, I went back on and I'm like, I told him, I was like, be praying. I'm really feeling like this might be the house. So I'm going to go back on and look at it again. And I zoom in on a photo and lo and behold, the house number is 77. 77 Daniels Road on Daniels Lake. So sometimes he just hits you over the head with things, right?
Yeah, that's cool. That's really neat.
Just, you know, but he speaks the way we listen. He does know how he's wired us. His job, like you always say, is to get us that information. Our job is to be willing to seek and ask and let him take us there and yield our wills to his and be willing to go. And then he'll do it the way we pay attention. And so the way he talks to Dan is often very different than how he talks to me, just like you and Linda. It's, you know, very different. And I think that is such an important thing for people to pay attention to, because sometimes if we're not careful, especially newer believers, newer at learning to hear from God, if they're not hearing the same way they've heard somebody else hear, they think they're not hearing.
Right.
And so we need to really recognize that the truth is he is speaking, you know, and there are hindrances to those like we went through, but the truth is he is speaking and he wants to talk to us in ways that we will listen and understand.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And then particularly as you learn in it, it's to pay attention to what I call the unusual or the interesting or the something that, wow, look at this. So like, mm-hmm. I think I shared the story of, you know, we were praying for this kid had a ski accident and, you know, what's mm-hmm. your will? Because they were being told by the doctors he's, you know, not going to make it.
Right.
And having been through that with Michelle, we've learned not to presume anything. We have a heart, you know, we'd love to be healed and we wanted to stay, but, you know, what's your will? And God told us his will. So I was working with the parents and, you know, let's pray that God just, we need to know. Mm-hmm. You know, and we can't be in this place of limbo. We do need to know what's your will, so we pray that way. And so then we leave the hospital, and on the heads-up display, it says healing way just ahead.
Right.
You know, and it goes all the way home, and it was so unusual mm-hmm. that...
It got your attention, for sure,
like,
right?
Huh. You know, and because you're in conversation, and you're wanting reinforcement, mm-hmm. You know, is it just because the GPS is still back there and that's what it is? And no, it isn't. And is that you?
Yep. Right.
So that's you. Yes. Why? Well, because it was unusual. See. Mm-hmm. Is that you? Yep. So are you saying that you just answered a prayer that you're going to heal him? Yep. So that's your answer. Yes. Should I tell the parents? Because it's kind of risky. Mm-hmm. You know, because I don't want it to be burdened to me that I said and I thought, because it really wasn't. So,
right.
I did pay attention. I knew it was something.
Mm-hmm.
Am I supposed to tell the parents? Yep. You know. And by the way, we had this strange thing happen where I could take a picture. I had to go off the freeway, get behind a dark car. It still was up there because it could have disappeared, which I thought it was going to because.
Right.
I'm getting off, and the
logic would be that it would disappear. Right?
GPS is gonna say something different. It didn't, you know. And I got the picture, so send the picture.
That's awesome.
So, So I would just say that as you're learning this, one of the things that God says is when I do these unusual things, that I need you to pay attention to that and process mm-hmm. it. You don't have to just say, well, I guess, just process like we did. So we're moving into a section of, okay, how do we move deeper into the aspect of healing? And mm-hmm. He said there are steps here that are important. So the first one, 1 John 5:14-15. 1 John 5:14-15 is kind of the first step of this. Go ahead and read that.
Great. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of him.
Yeah. Okay, so we're praying. And remember he's saying, you know, pray that you understand. He said, if you pray according to my will, mm-hmm. it's going to get done.
Right.
Okay. Well, in order for me to pray according mm-hmm. to his will, what must be true?
I need to know what his will
yeah.
is.
I have to hear his mm-hmm. will. He can't say, if you pray according to my will, it'll be done, but I'm never going to tell you. Mm-hmm. Or you're going to have to guess at it. No, if you pray according to my will, it'll be done. Why? Because that's my will. Mm-hmm. My job is to get you my will. You got to hear what I have to say. And so pray that way. What? What's your will? Mm-hmm. I'll get it to you. He said, now this is cool. He says, if you're praying and you're seeking to know my will, he says, I am hearing you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, I pursued this. What does that mean? What does that look like? What are you listening for? He says, okay, think about what I told you.
Mm-hmm.
You're praying according to my what? My will.
To my will, right.
So I'm listening to make sure that you understand my will.
Mm.
If you don't, which by the way will be most of the time.
Right.
Because it's a step-by-step process. And it's not going to be that clear up front. If you're not hearing my will yet, and you don't yet have it, I will confirm it for you mm-hmm. so that you know that you know that you know. And it's kind of like with the story I just told about the heads up, is that, am I hearing you right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that your will? Yep. And he says, I'm listening. Did you, first of all, did you even pay attention?
Right.
Yep, I did. Are you saying? He said, I'm listening. Where are you in the process of discovering my will? And you paid attention, but you weren't sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm listening to that. My role now is to make sure that you're sure that you know that you know that you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yep, I'm going to reinforce it. And Linda, can you confirm it? Yes. Do you think he said we're supposed to call the parents? Is that, do you think that's true? You know, yes, I'm confirming that. And you can have confidence in that. Let's do it. You know. And by the way, we're now seeing a play out.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting healed. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
I'll share
yeah.
more about the story. But he said, "You ask me to discover my will. I did something unusual.
Mm-hmm.
You paid attention, and I'm listening. Are you getting it? If you're not,
right.
I'll keep going with it, because I need mm-hmm. you to get to the point where you pray my will.
Right.
And it will happen. You know? So he said, mm-hmm. you gotta trust it that I expect God to speak and confirm his will, and I have to expect it knowing that that's how it works. Okay, then he says that in order to do that, I need you to spend time with me. And by the way, time without distraction. So go to Matthew 6:6-8.
Okay, it says, but when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. When you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words.
Yeah.
Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father in heaven knows the things you have need of before you ask him.
Yeah. So he said that, you know, in essence, go into your closet which is get away from your normal stuff of life because you're really pursuing something here.
And I'm the God of secrets. I know things that you don't. Let me give it to you. You got to spend time talking to me. And the closet is just strictly a kind of giving a picture of there's nothing else that you're going to be spending your time
on. No outside interference.
There's no outside interference. You're not distracted. Mm-hmm. You're spending a special time with me. And I'm going to start telling you secrets. And what I tell you privately, because you've heard it, mm-hmm. I'll reward you openly. Mm. It'll be so.
It'll be seen.
You'll be able to glorify me. You can speak it and you can glorify me. Kind of like when I said, you know, should I tell the parents?
Right.
That was in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm telling you, my secret that you don't know, it's yes.
Mm-hmm.
Go tell them. I'll reward you publicly with the truth of what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happening, you know, and so what that does is that builds confidence that, well, first of all, I don't have to guess at it.
Right.
And if I'm fuzzy, which is most of the time, stay with me and stay
I'll
in
make
the
it clear.
Stay yeah. in the but spend time with me. See, and that's mm-hmm. what Linda and I did is that we, you know, instead of listening to you know, the music or the radio on the TV, we turned it off. And we were in the closet, so to speak, without any distractions.
Mm-hmm.
Is this what you're saying? Yep. And Linda could talk, right. And we can talk about it. And do we have confirmation? And yes. And then I'll reward you openly because you took the time
mm-hmm.
to actually pursue confirmation of my voice. And you did it without distraction, which is kind of
right.
an important thing. Now, it does mean you can't talk all the other times too, but there's this opportunity as we're going to learn to hear his voice is be willing to be in a place where you're without all the normal stuff of distraction
mm-hmm.
and say, am I hearing this right? Am I understanding this? And you start to pay attention to, I think I'm hearing this, is this correct? See, it's not about, oh yeah, sure, I got it. No.
Mm-hmm.
It's particularly when you're learning this.
Right.
I think I'm hearing this. Is this right? You know, yeah. And God will confirm it and tweak it and process it. And by the way, have other people like he did with Linda to do it. He also says this in Isaiah 45:1-5. Go ahead and read that.
Isaiah 45:1-5 says, thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him and loose the armor of kings, to open before him the double doors so that the gates will not be shut. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight, and I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I have even called you by your name. I have named you, though you have not known me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. I will gird you, though you have not known me.
Yeah. So he says, if you follow this process, you will know something. What does he say? You'll know that I am who?
That I am God.
I'm the...
yeah.
I know what I'm talking about.
yeah.
I know it all. Mm-hmm. You'll know that you know that you know that you're hearing from me,
mm-hmm.
and I'll reinforce that. Because it's not like, isn't this a good idea, or is this a good system, or even should I follow the law of the Bible? It's no. And the word there, no, is experience
mm-hmm.
with intimacy that it's me. This is me.
Right, right.
And you will know it's me. And I'm the giver of secrets, and that means you got to take some time to listen to the secrets.
Mm-hmm.
You can't figure it out logically. You can't say, I guess I should. But you'll hear secrets of things that I know that you don't. And
right.
then you'll know it's me. And what am I going to do? Make the crooked places straight. I'm going to make things that are in the way, get them out of the way. you can experience it. And as you start to see the crooked way, and the crooked way is difficult. It's really, mm-hmm. it's really, in the Hebrew it says, I'll make the difficult places smoother. Mm. It'll start to come together for you. You'll start right. to understand that this is what I'm up to. Why? Because you spent time with me in the secret place. You know that you know it's from me. I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. You trust it. You see it happen. And you say, wow, I wanted to keep doing that.
Right.
So it's spending time without distraction. Now, it's not becoming a monk. Well, then mm-hmm. I'll just go and just get away from everything all the time. No, it's just as you're going through your day, as you're starting your day, as you have special moments where you need conversation to process it, is process it. That's one of the things, you know, right. Linda and I have talked about. You know, we went skiing up to Beaver Creek. Well, we do use those moments mm-hmm. to be kind of in a closet, so to speak, without distraction, because we have a great opportunity while we're driving, while we're being together. Let's process this stuff.
Right.
You know, what is God saying? What are you understanding? What verses have you got? And we're in our secret place and taking advantage of moments. And we do this every week. There's times where we got to process stuff. We got to get away from the distraction and go mm-hmm. and focus on this.
Right.
And spend time on it. So it's really a beautiful opportunity to recognize that we believe we're going to hear, and we take the time to hear and then process what we're hearing. And the more that you do that, the mm-hmm. more confidence you have is that I'm hearing.
Right, right.
And we're getting it. It's really beautiful.
I heard once before, I had heard an analogy given in hearing God's voice, and just in terms of getting rid of the distractions and stuff too, of like if you ever, you know, you and I have, I don't know how old the median range of our listeners is, but, you know, the old radio dials.
Yeah.
where you would turn the knob and try to get to the right radio station. And on the in-between, sometimes you'd hear multiple of them overlaying each other, or you'd hear all the fuzzy. And then when you got to the right spot on the dial, the right frequency, you could hear with complete clarity, right?
Yep.
And that was used as an analogy sometimes, that there are so many other voices and distractions and other things coming at us that we need to learn to intentionally turn the dial. What does it look like for me to turn the dial, to tune out the other distractions and give myself time and space that is in the frequency with God, right?
I love that.
And I love that picture. You know, it's lost on the digital generation. Yeah. But for those of us who had the dial, we understand that. It's just such a pretty picture of, there are things that I know daily I need to actually tune out if I want to tune in.
It is a great picture, because it's kind of like even when we were hearing that, you know, seeing that thing on the heads up, was that we need to make sure and tweak it and dial it in. Is that really mm-hmm. exactly what you're saying? And it kind of begins, I need to make sure I don't have any other thoughts or get distracted and just ignore it.
Right, which happens more often than not, I think.
Yeah, okay. And that's a really good picture is, you know, God says, well, dial it in and keep pursuing it till you get it. Yep, got it. That's it. And it takes a little bit of tweaking, mm-hmm. And that's okay. And God says, I don't mind that. And all I need you is just to take some energy with me and spend time with me. Mm-hmm. And the more time you spend, the more clarity you're going to get, and you're going to hear his voice, you know, and then he'll reinforce it. Yep, you're hearing my voice. And it's beautiful. And that's why I see we're trying to say this isn't a strange, unusual thing that only certain people get. Mm-hmm. It's a everyday thing for all believers to live it out.
Available
and it's a,
to
and
us
it's a
all.
Beautiful, yes. normal, wonderful privilege. Mm-hmm. You know, that we have, you know, to hear God's voice. So we just would encourage everybody to expect it, know that he's listening to get it to you, and that the opportunity is that there's going to be these moments where you got to go in your closet. And mm-hmm. closet just is get rid of the distraction. and right. be willing to dial it in a little bit further to get the truth and understanding of what God says. So, Father, we thank you for the truth of that and the verses that you say we will know that it's you. We will know that you're God and that we have the privilege of receiving what you know and being led to guide us so that the crooked places are made straight and the things that are in the way are taken out of the way. And that's how we would like to live. So we praise you, thank you, and may we have a heart to really go after that. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich, and thank you for joining us, everyone. If you have questions about today's podcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep.
Have a great day.
We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.